is Mohammed Kokar v. Warmhold, 24-08. We have argument from the plaintiff appellant only. Thank you, Vic. It's already on, sir. Just come on up.
Just lower it a little lower.
All right, when you're ready,
yes,
sir.
Yes, Your Honor. I'm here.
Okay.
I don't know where to start. My name is Mohammed Kokar. I have never been arrested by any police or undercover officer in my life. And I will be 90 years next May. Touch wood. Okay. My miserable life started when two guys walked into doctor's office. I was doing some paperwork. They knocked the door, and I opened the door, and they rushed into the office. No badges, no nothing. I don't know. They're coming to whatever they're doing. So, where is the doctor? Where is the doctor? Doctor is not here. Okay, here. Try to open all the doors here, there. Okay, no doctor. You come with us. I could not say no, because I don't want to argue with anybody. Okay, I have nothing to lose. So I locked the door and they said, sit in the car. Push me by putting, one of them put his hand, and I have never been in the back seat in my car. So I was trying to see how I can sit down in the back seat. So he pushed me so hard because he was looking for the doctor. He was so mad. He pushed it and then twisted left and right. And I got almost knocked down in the back seat. Where am I going? I could hardly ask or take you to the precinct. They took me to the precinct.
Mr. Kokar, here is our problem. Our problem isn't whether you were injured. Our problem is that we are only allowed...
Turn the volume up a little bit. I can hardly hear.
Judge Calabresi, let me maybe ask the question I think you're going to explain is, yeah. We understand that this bad thing happened to you, but we have rules about the time when we can hear a case. And
I have written in my case most of it, which I hate to repeat. All that language.
We have your written papers that we will be reading as well.
So, finally, the case started with the doctor and I was part of it.
So I think what Judge Calabresi would like to know is why it's not... Can you hear me?
Not really.
Can you hear me if I don't use the microphone? Is that better or worse?
Better on the phone, yes.
Okay, this is better. Can you hear me?
I even talked to my doctor on the phone.
Okay.
We both
Why is it not too late?
Why not?
Too late for your case. Because this was 10 years ago now, right?
Yeah, but that case took more than 10 years to finalize with the jury trial.
Okay.
For which I was virtually, I had a virtual deposition with Judge Alyssa Jacobs on January 13, 2023. But for some reason, she asked me a lot of questions, and I said, yes, I am taking medication for my problem, and it is getting worse. So my guess that I can prove it, because I have medical record, I checked into the hospital one day, I could not walk. I could not stand still. So they kept me there for 3-4 days, treated whatever they could, and then say outpatient and go for CAT scan. Okay. For my head.
And you've given us that information in your papers, right?
I have all the information.
Okay. So your time.
So now.
Sir, 1 minute. Your time is nearly up, so just a little bit more time, okay? Your time is done to argue, so you can.
Oh my God, I don't know what to do. I cannot
just
make out.
Wrap it up to finish your argument. Thank you, sir.
Just give a little more, one more time.
My time is up?
Yeah, just keep talking, a few more minutes.
Keep going.
Just a little more time.
Yeah. So, with all the tests and everything else, now I know that what happened to me.
And that's why it was
my
so late.
My dizziness and my very bad dizziness is because of there are 4 arteries in the knee, in the neck, and one of them is damaged.
Okay.
So that damage have taken so much time after the diagnostic test and everything else, I have come to the conclusion that it was done with the brute, English is my second language,
okay.
So I don't want to use harsh words.
Right.
But it is all written in there in my case.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's very helpful. Thank
you.
You're
welcome.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
I'm due for knee replacement. My cardiologist said my heart is good and they can make me die and revive later on.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much for listening.
All right. Thank you, everybody. We will take all matters. They're all submitted.
Some water.
We'll reserve our decision.